to Nisha's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pub, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm sharing some thoughts about a personal knowledge base as a creative. As a creative, I can easily use up a lot of time making my way through information sources for materials I'll use. It can be time-consuming and sometimes repetitive. I receive several newsletters every day. Most of them are sources for curated material to save me time finding the material. Not every link I receive is of value to me. I scan through them, opening up tabs that I think are of interest. I then scan through the tabs to quickly determine which tabs are of actual interest. I then work my way through them. Sometimes the content will spark ideas I want to explore further, or they add to ideas I've already captured. They get a more in-depth read so I can make notes and record my thoughts on the topic. Some of the tabs are of interest, but not immediate interest. Those are record the links for future exploration when processing notes. Over the last several weeks, I've been working out a system in Obsidian where I can record these notes, thoughts, ideas, in order to readily bring them back up again. For example, when I decide to write this post, I was able to easily recall the material on Second Brain and network thinking that I've gone through. What do they have to do with this post? A note-taking system built to facilitate recall of already recorded information means I don't have to research a subject over and over again. I can go to what I've already recorded and thought about. Doing follow-up research for what I've not covered yet, and then add my research notes to the existing base. This gives me a personal knowledge base I can return to over and over again. Our brains are a personal knowledge base. The difference is, unless you're gifted with perfect recall, we have to rely on memory to pull data from our brain. I just use the search feature, tags, or links within the base. My personal knowledge base becomes my second brain. The more I process material into my knowledge base, the less time I'll have to spend combing through research material. I can use the time to explore my material, see connections I might not have seen before to generate ideas and material. Obsidian is the tool I'm currently building this base in, one I expect I'll keep using. In the past, I've used Evernote and Notion. They have some interesting benefits, and some people prefer them for their process. One of the main things I love about Obsidian, other than the fact I can still access my notes without Obsidian, is I can create templates to fit my needs instead of adapting to already made ones. Obsidian has a feature called a daily note. It's set up to create a new note every day. The note is based on a template I create. Some people use the notes for journaling their day. My daily note template is set up to allow for some journaling, but it's more my ongoing to-do list. Actually, I call it a suggestion list, where everything I want to get to or meetings are recorded. If it's dated, there's a deadline. If not, it's there waiting for my attention. Everything I don't have ticked off today rolls over into tomorrow's note the minute I open Obsidian. I've been creating and publishing low-content books for a couple of years. I have a record set up in Obsidian for every book I've created. I can easily find all the information on each book, including the keywords, categories, and descriptions I use when listing the book. Recently, I've started setting up a template with a checklist for my publishing workflow on the different types of books I create. That checklist will be linked to the book record, allowing me to track the book status at any time. I have notes that serve as maps of content I've been building my Obsidian Vault into. One database of notes with multiple purposes, from my personal information through topics I've been researching to my book catalog, even my personal journal resides there. It's rather literally become my life dashboard. As I mentioned earlier, should the Obsidian software disappear on me, all my files are accessible in any text editor. Obsidian is basically a framework to create, read, and interlink files written in Markdown. In a world full of floods of information, it's nice to have the tools and process to turn the flood into directed streams to fit my work. I wrote this post about a year ago. A year later, I continue to build out my personal knowledge base to adapt it easily as my needs shift without the need to rebuild. I love the flexibility of the system. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.